listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program.
So this is the week. So Pro Bowl week. This is Pro Bowl week.
Yeah.
But also the week after the conference championships.
And I guess 10 days till the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, 11.
I'll start off with the first. We have a lot of breaking headlines, so I'll start out with the first one. So Frank Reich, the former Colts head coach, is hired as a Panthers head coach.
And the Broncos send their the number 29 overall pick this year and a 2024 second-round pick to the Saints for Sean Payton and the Saints' 2024 third-round pick.
This is... You can explain it since you're a Broncos fan.
So the Broncos, since Sean Payton is technically still on contract with the Saints, the Broncos have to pay, have to give the Saints stuff to compensate for that contract.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about Sean Payton being on your Broncos?
He's good.
Okay.
We got Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. What else do we need?
To go wrong. You need absolutely nothing else for the Broncos to go wrong.
They'll go right. Mark my words.
Mark my words. They're not going to get a good draft pick. Did they trade away their next year's first round pick?
No, this year's first round pick.
No, what about next one?
Well,
do they still have next one?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like Sean Payton is either going to make the Broncos get like 10 or 11 wins, or they're still going to have 5 wins or less.
Yeah.
It's a big hit or miss. Can he make Russell Wilson better?
Yeah. And then for our next headline,
D'Amico Ryans, the Niners defensive coordinator, signs with the Texans as the head coach.
Former defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Okay,
the Niners just lose all their defensive coordinators.
Yeah, they lost Robert Saleh to the Jets. Now they're losing D'Amico Ryans to the Texans.
Their next defensive coordinator is going to be even better than D'Amico Ryans and then leave. And then the next one's going to be even better.
And then they're going to fall off of a cliff and the Niners are going to be bad again.
Yeah, but not for a while.
Yeah.
Or as long as they have a solid quarterback.
Brock Purdy.
Well, he got injured. How about you go with the next one?
Tom Brady retired.
No, then, yeah, that too. So Tom Brady announced his retirement, and he said it was final. He's not going to go back.
Didn't he say that last time?
No, he didn't say he was going to go back. He said he retired, but he never said anything about not coming back.
Yeah. Tom Brady might unretire.
No, he said he wasn't.
He might get bored of being like a normal guy.
Once you're Tom Brady, you're never a normal guy.
Fair point.
You're the GOAT.
He's
greatest of all time.
Of any sport.
Mm.
Can you name a better one?
Michael Jordan. Is better at basketball than Tom Brady is at basketball.
Who's better, Michael Jordan at basketball or Tom Brady at football?
It's like comparing an apple to an orange.
The apple definitely wins in that situation.
What do you mean?
Apples are better.
The orange wins.
Agree to disagree. We're not a fruit podcast.
Now we are, if you say apples are better than oranges.
Wanna go? Watermelons are so much better than any fruit you can think of.
Honeydew.
Watermelon's better.
Grape. Mango.
Watermelon is better.
No, watermelon has too many seeds.
So, the seeds don't really matter.
You don't have to cut a grape.
So, watermelons are so much better. Grapes are kind of sour.
Some grapes are.
Watermelon.
98% water.
I know, so it's good for you.
And everybody doesn't even eat all of the red part.
Well, yeah, because it's filling. It's a rich food.
If rich means full of water.
It makes you full. Okay. End of the fruit discussion.
But now we're a fruit podcast.
We're a partial fruit podcast, partial sports podcast.
Okay.
And then Nathaniel Hackett, who the Broncos recently fired, is going to the Jets to be their offensive coordinator under Robert Saleh.
I don't know about this. Nathaniel Hackett, if the Jets are planning to bring Aaron Rodgers to New Jersey, then I'm all for it because Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers together
are pretty good.
But without Aaron Rodgers,
he made the Broncos kind of do even worse than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, they had the same record.
But they were losing more money.
But the Broncos are on a win streak.
Of one.
Well, it's better than the Niners.
And they're going to lose that winning streak during the draft.
It's better than the Niners' win streak of zero.
At least the Niners made the playoffs.
The Broncos.
The last time the Broncos made the playoffs, they like lost the Super Bowl or something.
Won the Super Bowl.
That was like 7 years ago.
You can't say that the Niners have won the Super Bowl recently.
You can't say the Broncos have won more than 3 Super Bowls.
But they've played in 8.
Yeah, that just means they're good at losing Super Bowls.
They're good at making it to Super Bowls.
Well, it's all about, would you rather make the Super Bowl twice and lose both or win the Super Bowl once?
Probably
exactly,
win it.
Win the Super Bowl.
But they did win it.
Not as many as the Niners.
They're one of the few teams to do it 2 years in a row.
Did the Niners do it 2 years in a row?
No. Well, maybe.
Did the Niners win 5 Super Bowls? Yes, they did. Did the Broncos win 5 Super Bowls? No, they didn't.
The Broncos are better this century.
The Niners? Yeah, probably.
The Broncos had the best team of all time.
No.
But then they lost the Super Bowl with it.
They had a washed Peyton Manning.
They had an amazing Peyton Manning who had the best offense ever.
They had a mid-tier defense.
Yeah, that's why they lost.
Okay, now Brock Purdy tears his UCL, which is a tendon in your arm.
Ouch. Yeah, the 49ers don't have a quarterback.
We got Trey Lance. We need a I wish Tom Brady didn't retire so he could join the Niners so the Niners could finally have a quarterback who didn't get injured.
I wish the Niners drafted Justin Fields.
He just doesn't fit with the Niners.
Justin Fields.
It would be a waste of George Kittle.
But Justin Fields' speed.
Yeah, well, the Baltimores didn't turn out very well.
Because Lamar Jackson is injury prone.
Justin Fields is injury prone.
Lamar Jackson was league MVP.
And lost in like the second round of the playoffs
Yeah.
to
Anyway,
Joshy.
and Kellen Moore gets fired by the Cowboys and hired by the Chargers as an offensive coordinator.
The Chargers definitely need a new offensive coordinator after what happened with the Jags.
Yeah, and the consensus is that Kellen Moore wasn't the reason the Cowboys lost.
If he drew up that last play, then no wonder why the Cowboys
It
lost.
was supposed to be a good play, but Kevontae Turpin just kind of messed it up.
What do you mean? How do you not foresee a pressure when Ezekiel Elliott is a center?
Well, Kevontae Turpin.
Yeah, he's supposed to jump in midair, grab it, and aim it so you can lateral it when he's in front of nobody.
Whatever. Now on to
A
pigskin pig.
Tom Brady quarterback draw would have had a better chance of working.
Yeah. Anyway, pig on to pigskin pickums. There's only really one game this week.
We have to go over last week.
Oh yeah.
So I had the Niners over the Eagles and I got that wrong. It's better than the Niners losing a close game like they did in the NFC Championship.
Last
Because
year.
once Brock Purdy was injured, I was like, oh no. But when Josh Johnson dropped the snap and then the Eagles had a touchdown to end the half, then I knew it was game over.
Yeah, that was kind of sad.
At least we didn't get like crushed, as in the sense we like were all healthy and like had a chance.
Well, you always have a chance.
Not when Josh Johnson is the quarterback and when he gets a concussion and then Brock Purdy isn't able to throw the ball, so they only do screen passes and run the ball.
In the preseason, the Niners did not do so well.
What's that supposed to do?
They lost to the Houston Texans 17-0 in the last game of the preseason.
Well, that's probably because the Texan starters are barely better than the Niners backups.
The Texans were starting Davis Mills
Exactly, he's their starter.
and Marlon Mack.
He was also their starter until Dameon Pierce got good.
And then the 49ers were starting Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and Nate Sudfeld with Trey Sermon at running
Exactly.
back. They were playing Kyle Juszczyk.
Well, he's the best fullback. That doesn't mean he plays like a huge part of the Niners
Yeah.
offense. And then I had the Bengals over the Chiefs, which I got wrong.
So did I. Me and Jackson had the same picks this week, and we both got them both wrong. This is.
But I think the Bengals should have won. On the play where Joseph Osai, the Bengals D lineman, pushed Patrick Mahomes after Patrick Mahomes ran out of bounds, it was flagged. But on that play, you could see the Chiefs' left tackle. It was either left tackle or left guard. Put like. There was definite holding right there. He almost put him into a headlock. I thought it was WWE, but not scripted.
Yeah.
And then Frank Clark, a couple plays earlier, pushed Joe Burrow more than a second after Joe Burrow released the ball.
So, yeah, there was pretty not great. There wasn't great officiating, but the Chiefs would have won that game anyway without that Joseph Osai penalty, because they would have just gotten the yards needed.
Not if it was called for a holding. And not if the Bengals got that first down when Frank Clark had that roughing the passer that should have been called.
Yeah.
But it's fine for the refs to make bad calls. They just have to be consistent with it. Like, if somebody does, like, a similar thing to Patrick Mahomes as the Chiefs did to Joe Burrow, either both of them shouldn't be called or both of them should be called.
Yeah. Because that's just fairness.
Mm-hmm. And for this week, the Pro Bowl, I have the NFC over the AFC.
Yes, I have the AFC over the NFC.
The NFC's going to win because we have real quarterbacks. Not second-year players. Not when Tyler Huntley is the backup quarterback for the AFC.
Whatever.
But it's flag football.
AFC is going to win because Pat Surtain, PS2, is going to be like PS2 Madden.
And he's going to work as well as a PS2.
No, he's going to work better than a PS2. He's going to be super good.
NFC is still better because the NFC has the 49ers.
Kyle Juszczyk is going to like attempt a pass. And then Pat Surtain is going to pick it off for the pick six right after he jukes out the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel like juking out Geno Smith doesn't really say much.
Whatever.
Okay, sure, fine.
Winner of the week. Well, I guess this is kind of hard to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My winner of the week is the NFC.
Well, my winner of the week is the AFC.
We're going to blow you out because it's flag football.
You're gonna get blown out because you're trash.
Already, 1/16th of the AFC is filled with a dumpster fire, which is the Broncos.
No, the NFC is more of a dumpster fire because of the Bears.
Justin Fields is better at quarterback than most of the... Wait.
Literally.
Chase Claypool. I feel like Chase Claypool has been forgotten about.
Literally everyone else on the Broncos is better than everyone else on the Bears. It's just that Justin Fields played better than Russell Wilson.
Way better.
Anyway, on to weekly MVP. It's the Eagles, Hassan Reddick for defense.
With 2 sacks and a forced fumble.
Well, technically me and Jackson had kind of a debate here. So we'll just do a tie.
Between Chris Jones and Hassan Reddick, they both had 2 sacks. And like the same amount of tackles.
And Hassan Reddick had a forced fumble.
Except his forced fumble was when he injured Brock Purdy. And I feel like that wouldn't have been as much of a fumble if Brock Purdy didn't tear his UCL. Because he hit it all the way up. And then it was a fumble recovery by the Eagles. Because it got, like, kind of flew up a teeny bit, and then when his arm went back and, like, snapped forward, which looked painful.
Yeah.
It hit the ball out.
Yeah.
But it looked really painful.
Yes, it did. Anyway, and for offense, it's the Chiefs' Marquez Valdez-Scantling with 6 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
He's 6'4".
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looked even taller than that on camera.
That's pretty tall.
But now let's hop into free-for-all.
Yeah.
Sean Payne was the Broncos' third option. They wanted Jim Harbaugh or D'Amico Ryans more, but they both said no twice.
Yeah. I don't get why D'Amico Ryans didn't want the Broncos.
Because he doesn't... Because the Broncos are stuck with Russell Wilson. It's not like they can, like, just trade him away or draft a new quarterback.
Yeah. Whereas the Texans are pretty open to build around people.
Mm-hmm. The Texans are rebuilding. The Broncos are just doing bad.
They're attempting to build.
Mm-hmm. With Sean Payne.
They would need to restructure Russell Wilson's contract, though.
Can you do that?
Well, I'm sure if it's mutual consent.
Well, why would Russell Wilson want to have less money?
To get
why would anybody want to have less money?
To try to get better players on the team.
But why would Russell Wilson want to have less money?
Well, I don't know. Mahomes' contract got restructured that one time.
Wait, was it just so it would be for, like... Wait, when was it?
A couple of years ago. He was, like, gonna get, like, $50 million for 10 years, and then they restructured it to less.
Okay.
I think.
Well, that's, like, a lot of money, but Russell Wilson's getting, like, a lot of money. But not, like, that much to the point where it would just destroy the Broncos.
Yeah. How much is... Russell Wilson is guaranteed $161 million.
How many years is it?
Annual salary of $48.5 million.
Oh, wow. Maybe that is bad.
Yeah, it's very bad. It's a terrible deal for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And the Broncos are not allowed to move off of him until at least 2025.
Ouch.
Where they could designate him a post-June 1st cut and save $37 million against the salary cap.
Michael Thomas has been forgotten about, too.
Yeah. And,
he's robbing the Saints.
And Will Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Stills.
No one knew about him that much. I never heard of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oof.
The MLB is starting somewhat soon.
I think yeah. It'll be starting soon enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Spring training starts in a bit more than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it.
I guess it is. Here we are, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.